Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
Hey, snort? Is that a snort at the end?
Yeah, you play those clips, and I immediately say hell no to a trade.
Right.
Hey, guys, Russell here. Yeah.
So, Ike, that is my case on why I don't want Russell Wilson. State your case why you want Russell Wilson. My case rests right there.
Yeah, case is rested right there.
All Chickies and Pete's locations are open for indoor dining, and you have to check out Chickies and Pete's new seasonal seafood specialties. They're here. Jumbo lump crab cakes, limoncello seafood bake, the shrimp po' boy, and many more. You can get the full menu at chickiesandpeets.com. But our Twitter question, let's reset here and see what the people are saying. And it's brought to you by Mark Schuler's. Mark Schuler's in Montgomeryville. If you're looking for that diamond engagement ring for dreams, buy from the home team. That's Mark Schuler's in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. Shop local with Mark's for more info online, marks-jewelers.com. Would you trade what it takes to get Russell Wilson? We're talking about probably Jalen Hurts. One first-rounder, two first-rounders, three first-rounders. Would you do that? Yet right now, Ike, 58% are saying no. Mm. Man, that surprises me.
Yeah? You thought it would be higher?
No, I thought more people would say yes. I thought more people would say yes, absolutely. What does it matter? Mm. Go out and get him. Go get what you know, the known quantity, which is Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Listen, I Russell Wilson, even though I'm going to say here that that he's probably a little bit overrated and overhyped, he's still a very good quarterback. And I'm curious to see if he does go somewhere exactly what he will do. Can he, you know, because they've done a lot of regular season winning, not a lot of playoff winning here in the last 6 or 7 years with Russell Wilson. I don't know. I think that the Eagles organization's just right now with Sirianni and with where they are with the players that they have, it just makes more sense to wait and to try to build your team and find your own Russell Wilson. So that's what I would do going forward rather than going out and spending a lot of capital, a lot of draft picks for a guy that, I mean, he's good, but is he really that good, right? I don't know if he's really that good that he's worth it. So I would
say
you're
right.
No to him.
A Hall of Fame quarterback at 32 years old, yeah. Is he really that good? Is he really worth doing that? Right? Is he really worth trading three first-round picks for? Let me see. Who are the last three first-round picks? Jalen Reagor,
mm-hmm.
Andre Dillard. Who else?
They traded down for Goddard.
Oh, and Goddard. Awesome.
Well, just trade Goddard, awesome. Dillard, and
and
whoever they are. And
I would. It's not like the Eagles are going to be drafting in the top five for the next 3 years, so it's not like you're getting a top five pick over the next 3 years.
But you have a sixth pick this year, and I think you're going to have a 10-ish pick next year. It's still going to be one of the top picks. You also have the Indianapolis selection that could be a first rounder. Mm-hmm. So you do have a lot of picks. And I know that we don't have a lot of confidence in Howie Roseman getting the picks, mm-hmm. but regardless, he's going to have to get these picks right. I mean, if the Eagles are going to be successful, he's going to have to get these picks right. So
next year when Hurts, I don't know, if he doesn't play as well as people think he should play, or he takes a step back, whatever. Now you got to spend two first-round picks plus to move up to get a quarterback next year who's unproven.
Well, if he's not good next year, you're probably picking a lot higher than if he does play well. You know what I mean? Maybe you do have the top five pick. I don't know, but to your point, you're searching for your quarterback.
Yeah.
If Jalen Hurts can't play, you're searching for your quarterback. I would like to take a year of Jalen Hurts, evaluate him, see what he is, let some young guys develop around him, see what you have, and then go forward after that. 215-592-9494. You trade for him in a heartbeat.
Wouldn't even think twice about it.
All right, to the phones. Dave, Washington Township. Dave, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
What's up?
What's up, Dave?
No, like I agree 100%. Unload the boat and just go get the guy. I don't understand why as a tri-state area or as a town, we can't ever have an elite. Why is it we always have to take second seat when there's a guy that's out on the market that we can get our hands on, mm-hmm. why do we have to say, oh, well, he's not worth it. He's not this. He's not that. He's over the hill. Why can't look, Tampa Bay just did it? I don't know what they unloaded for Tom Brady, but they just went out and did it.
They did. It was a free agent signing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But my point is they went out and got the guy. Like, I don't care about these number one picks anymore. I mean, Howie's already proven. Yeah, I know we keep saying it. He's not hitting on these picks. He's not hitting on six. But what do we want to do? Waste another year of him trying to hit on a pick, and then we're still in the same boat? Do it again next year. He misses again. We're still in the same boat. How many years do we have to go with him proving he can't do it? I want the best now. I'm tired of waiting, dude. Like, why should we have to sit in the back corner and wait for somebody to come over and take baby out of the corner?
Don't put baby in the corner.
Yeah. Now, listen, Dave. I agree. I just don't see why people would be willing to just wait on a team to develop like it's a college football team or something. We're waiting on the head coach to develop. Oh, we're going to grow with the staff.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to grow with the staff. Really?
Maybe.
Really? Really? We're going to grow with the staff. And we may have a quarterback. We may not have a quarterback. But we're going to wait and just find out. And let's wait and see if Howie can hit on all the picks, if Jalen Hurts can play, and if Nick Sirianni can coach.
Yep. Well, so what?
At least if I got Russell Wilson, when everything falls apart, you can go get me a new coach. You can get me a new GM. I would still have Russell Wilson.
Or he wants out again because it didn't
work
out.
He's not going to want out.
Well, I mean, I think that's being naive to think he wouldn't want out
no,
if he came here and everything
I think that defeats the
up.
Purpose of having this discussion if we're going to go to that level of talking about it. Like, it defeats the purpose of talking about it.
No, but I think part of the thing with Russell Wilson is that he, at least in large part, wants to leave Seattle because the offense isn't built around him and built through him, and the organization isn't taking what he says seriously. He wants input on the offense. He wants input on the design. He wants input on all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the Seahawks are saying, like, okay, but, like, this isn't all about you. Like, you're not the offensive coordinator. You're not the coach. Right? There's a line that's there, and so he wants everything. He wants it to be about him.
When Russ was cooking, how did Seattle look?
They looked good early.
They looked great. And he went through a bad stretch, two bad games, 7 turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Now we don't want to let Russ cook no more. What'd they look like after that?
What did they look like?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not very good. And that's why they went home.
Well, he didn't look very good.
Yeah, because they wanted to pull the offense back, start running the ball more. When they were letting Russ cook, what was Russ looking like? He looked like the MVP.
Right, but he was trying to cook in those two games when he had 7 turnovers.
Yeah, guess what? You may have a bad stretch. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's okay to have 2 bad games. It's okay for a guy who has a track record like Russell Wilson, who's been carrying your team. Who's been making up for your draft mistakes every year? Go look at those draft picks that Seattle has made. The offensive line, the guy's been sacked more than anybody in the history of the game through 9 years.
Last year, they were top 10 in next-gen stats as far as pass blocking. So it more of it's him holding on to the ball, which he's also acknowledged as well. So the offensive line isn't as bad as he's making it out to be.
Okay,
I mean, that's just a Seattle reporter told me that with what's going on with the offensive line. But, yeah, I mean, listen, he had a really good start to the season. And then after that, kind of slowed down, didn't have a couple of good weeks, had that bad game in Buffalo where he had the interceptions. Right?
Like, when did Russell all of a sudden become an overrated quarterback and not an elite quarterback anymore? When did all this happen?
I mean, it's not that he's not an elite quarterback. I think he became overrated when he stopped winning in the playoffs.
Okay, so who does win? Is Drew Brees overrated?
Yes.
Okay, now I got to figure out how many good quarterbacks do we have in this league that aren't overrated?
Well, I mean, if you say Drew Brees is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, no, he hasn't proven that in the playoffs, right? Like his Hall of Fame
quarterback.
Sure, he is. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So there are a lot of Hall of Fame quarterbacks that didn't do a lot of winning in the playoffs, Ike.
Okay. And you're saying they're overrated. Okay, I'm just asking.
So,
what I'm trying to do is figure out the standards for a quarterback around here. Because if we can turn our nose up at Russell Wilson, we're never going to have a quarterback that satisfies us.
It's funny because I always thought quarterbacks in the NFL was about winning, right? Especially when it came to the playoffs. That, I mean, there's no doubt that Russell Wilson can throw for yards and he can win games in the regular season. But when it comes to the playoffs, I think that's where I can say I think he's overrated and overhyped.
Listen, at some point, I'm looking at other people too. At some point, I'm looking at other people too. I'm just asking about the quarterback position and what we expect from it. If we're going to sit here and be critical of an elite quarterback like Russell Wilson, a future Hall of Fame quarterback, and say he's overrated and you don't want him, I'm just trying to figure out what type of quarterback would satisfy us.
Pat Mahomes.
Okay. So everybody, I'm glad you said that. So everybody else I shouldn't have faith in.
No.
Right, okay. Okay, so then I know I want to trade for Russell Wilson over Jalen Hurts. Because what quarterback is coming out being as good as Russell Wilson anytime soon?
Right, but the difference is what you're giving up to get Russell Wilson.
Sure.
If this was Russell Wilson coming here via free agency, then of course you would want him. But it's also what it takes to get Russell Wilson
and your current team. Yeah, draft picks.
Seems not ready to win with Russell Wilson here.
Yeah,
right
draft
now.
Picks. Draft picks. It takes draft picks. Draft picks are capital that you exchange for players. I don't care how many draft picks you have. If you don't turn those into good players, it's just wasted draft picks.
So
if I can turn two first round picks, three first round picks, plus Jalen Hurts into an elite quarterback who doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon in the prime of his career, and that increases my chances of winning and being a better football team, then there is no price I wouldn't pay for a quarterback of that stature. There isn't a price that I wouldn't pay, because what the hell is the point of having draft picks? You're looking for that caliber of player. You're looking for that player with draft picks.
I think you're looking for a very good team is what you're looking for, right? Like, sure, the quarterback –
we're looking for
is there.
All we do is talk about the quarterback in this town.
No, I know, but like
now the quarterback doesn't matter. We just want a good team.
The last caller brought up Tom Brady. Tom Brady went to a team that was a great team, and he was the missing piece to it. I think Russell Wilson coming here, this isn't a great team. In fact, it's a bad team.
He doesn't need to win this year. He's not 43.
All right, Tom.
He doesn't need to win this year.
Tom.
So I don't need. Hold on, I'm not finished talking.
Okay.
He doesn't need to win this year. So I'm not bringing Russell Wilson here because I want to win this year. I'm bringing Russell Wilson here because he is a foundation piece that I can begin to build around, and hopefully it leads to a Super Bowl. That's why I would bring him here. It's just not about trying to win this year.
Okay, back to the phones. Tom in Vancouver, he wants to be maybe in the international caller category along with Andrew in Poland. Tom, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. How are you doing, Johnny Mark?
What's up, brother?
So, okay. So I got a few little points. I'm going to run through them really quickly, and then we'll get to the categories.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good?
Yes, go ahead.
Russell Wilson. So Seattle's just a little bit south of us, and I do think Ike's right to an extent. Seattle also has really good drafting, so they might like those picks. The thing is, I also don't think that the Eagles are ready for him. And if Russell wants to have this sort of say, well, the Eagles can't even seem to give their head coach a say in how things are run. So it's hard to say. It's hard to see how they're going to be able to satisfy him. Nick Sirianni listened to the whole thing when it dropped, and I was uninspired. And I'm actually wondering if there's a Parks Casino line on who the interim coach will be.
Oh, man. Give him a chance. Give him a chance.
I hope so. I hope. No, I'm not a mean-hearted person, so I am hoping. I'm hoping he proves me wrong. You were talking about Montreal the other day, by the way. Toronto's no Montreal with what you were talking about, the French culture versus the uptight Scottish. So
right.
I know I'm a little bit all over the board because I haven't called in a few days.
We got you.
Kyle Lowry is a leader. He's the heart of the Raptors, and he would do an incredible amount for the 76ers if he were there.
Hmm.
So totally agree with you on that.
Cool.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. We're listening.
Categories.
We're listening.
Okay. All right. Best caller categories. That's what I think is needed. So I would propose that there be something like most entertaining, and I would give that to like Black Gritty. Most knowledgeable, probably Matt from Mayfair. Then most predictable, probably Mad Mike. And I'm actually wondering why he wasn't calling into Joe Diglio's show last night when he was defending Howie.
Mm.
So, and then of course we need a category, a bench category, bench caller from the Great White North.
And that would be Tom from Vancouver. Thank you, Tom. See, this we're already having too many categories, Jack.
Well, I just want to know how the smartest caller ended up being Matt in Mayfair.
Yeah, that was well, I mean, but maybe he's talking about he said that Carson Wentz wouldn't be here. He said that Doug would be fired.
Yeah,
he said they would win three, four, five games, whatever it was. He was right.
Yeah, I guess so. Good job, Matt.
All right, the Sledgehammer's on the line. Mark from Collegeville. What's up, Sledge?
Yo, Johnny Marks. What's up, man?
Yo.
Yo, what's up, Blake?
What's up, Mark?
Not much, man. Not much other than being a proud but yet upset member of LTBB. You know, it's about as good as it's going to get right now. I'm surprised I don't have your vote for Corolla. I mean, come on, man. There's only one of me.
You don't call with a high frequency, though.
You said you don't have my vote, or you said Mark's?
Well, yeah, you say someone else has your vote. I don't have your vote. That's a shot, man. Ooh, that hurt.
Who did I say had my vote?
T
from Collegeville, yes.
WIP.
Well, listen, hey, Mark, listen. They won't allow me to put 10 LTBB members on the list. So, I mean, obviously, I would have all you guys on the list.
Yeah, that's true. But from what I'm hearing, Johnny Marks,
yes.
You don't want Wilson?
I mean, I would like Russell Wilson if he was coming here via free agency. But am I going to give up three first-round draft picks and Jalen Hurts for Russell Wilson? No, because this team's not going to win with Russell Wilson this year or next year. He's not.
Yeah,
they're not
the
ready
thing.
For Russell Wilson.
Here's the thing. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but since his inception into the league, he's been top five every single year. I mean, he's a foundational piece that you could really build something serious around. So why wouldn't you want him? I mean, if I had to, my first offer, I give two firsts, a third, and Jalen Hurts. He's already proven. He's already shown that he can do what needs to be done. Hurts gave
three
him a
first rounders and Jalen Hurts. I mean, it really, you should say yes to that too if you feel that strongly about Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, it's too good of an opportunity to pass up. He could be a solid foundational piece to really get something going, especially if Sirianni wants to be taken serious as a first-time coach. That would be a good way to start.
Yeah, Russell would – thank you, Mark. Russell, it would be the Russell Wilson offense with Sirianni here. Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP, HD1 Philadelphia Broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios.
As opposed to what other offense?
Well, we don't know what his offense is going
to
be.
Yeah, so why would you be opposed to a Russell Wilson offense?
So he just bring him in here and it's his offense. Everything runs through him. Hashtag let Russ cook. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, you said it with such disdain as if there's a better option.
I don't.
I mean, you said it like there's a better option.
I don't think letting your quarterback run the organization is the way to go.
Oh, nobody's letting a quarterback. Oh, so you don't want who's running the organization now. You didn't want a head coach who had. You didn't want Josh McDaniels to have say. You don't want the quarterback to have say. You don't want the people who's in there to run the front to run the organization. What do you want? I don't get what's going on right now.
Well, I would like a
like somebody has to be in charge who's been a freaking winner at some point.
Well,
you don't want anybody in charge who's been a winner.
No, I just don't. Like I said, I don't think the quarterback should be calling shots on personnel and deciding what the offense is. No, I think he should be involved in discussions. And obviously, the offense with Russell Wilson, he should have conversations and be heavily involved in it. But I don't think it's his offense to run where he's dictating what's happening. I don't know. I mean, really, this is what we want in Philadelphia? We want Russell Wilson coming in here and pushing people around?
Pushing people around. I wonder, did Tom Brady push people around? That was his offense. That was his offense in Tampa. I mean, they started with the chucking, I mean, the risk it, no risk, no biscuit, no risk it nonsense. They started with that. And then Tom Brady said, you know what? Take a chill pill. Let me do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me run the plays that I know I'm comfortable with running.
Right.
Let me call the offensive plays. Let me and Byron Lethbridge do this. Let me let Byron know what I like running, what works, running the football, all these things. So for somebody like Bruce Arians, who's never won anything, I'm glad he let Tom Brady run his offense. I'm glad Jason Light, who never won anything, allowed Tom Brady to have his influence to get Antonio Brown there, to get Rob Gronkowski there. Because there's a quarterback who is running the show in Tampa, and it led to a Super Bowl. I'm not saying that he would come here and win a Super Bowl in his first year. What I'm saying is that sometimes it's okay to take input from an established player who's been doing it consistently year after year after year, as opposed to thinking you know everything. Like, it's okay to have a guy like Russell Wilson come in and have input for what he likes.
Sure, input, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're the one trying to make it extreme, saying he wants to come in and run.
He wants to,
run the team.
He wants
to have input. He wants to have input. That's all. I don't care about what he wants in Seattle. All I'm saying is he wants to have input, just like Deshaun Watson. That's why he wants out of Houston. He felt like he was lied to. That's why he wants out of Houston.
Mark Sinariso, 94 WIP, HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Let's go back to the phones. Jim in Northeast Philly. Jim.
Hey, how are you? I agree with Ike. First of all, if you bring him in, he's established. The coach would feel more comfortable because he'd be able to know that that Wilson is good, can run the offense. Players would want to come in because Wilson's there from the outside. Mm. Okay, I'll give you an example. Like Leonard Fournette, when they interviewed him before the Super Bowl during the playoffs, that the reporter asked him, why were you so happy to come to Buccaneers? He said, as soon as I was released from
why didn't he go to Seattle then?
Well, he went to Tampa because he said it a quarterback.
Right, said, but why didn't he go to go to Seattle then if he wanted to play with
Seattle
Russell Wilson?
Because Seattle wasn't in the playoffs. But when he heard he could play for Tom Brady, he said, I raced as fast as I could.
Russell Wilson's not Tom Brady, Jim.
Well, okay, but he's an elite. Players would want to come there. And how much patience would we have if we had to wait 3-4 years to rebuild and then how he's messed it up? You have an established quarterback. He could make the receivers look good. He'll also, if he has some input, okay, he's an elite quarterback. You take
his suggestions. Yeah, why wouldn't I want his input? He's only completing almost 70% of his passes.
Right. And then when it was said that, he didn't win every playoff game or something, it's a team effort. You know, don't forget, sometimes you have a defense when the other team is better than your team, so you lose it. But he's an elite quarterback. I'd give up three first rounders in a heartbeat because you know how you'll screw it up anyway. And sometimes you do better on the other round.
So I mean, okay? just by going like that. So if no one has confidence in Howie Roseman can hit on any of these draft picks, I mean, having Russell Wilson is going to give you Russell Wilson.
No, I don't have confidence that Howie Roseman is going to find another elite quarterback. That's what I don't have confidence in because they're hard to find. Legitimate elite quarterback. That's what's hard to find.
Was able to maneuver to get Carson Wentz. Well, you did.
He traded him.
Let's go to Mike in King of Brush. This is Mad Mike?
Oh, yeah, it's Mad Mike.
Hey, Mad Mike.
What's up, Mad Mike?
And by the way, I should win this just because I'm your favorite caller.
No.
So, whatever.
Please don't put words in my mouth or we're going to have a problem.
Whatever. So here's the thing. Like, you might as well just, if you can get Russell Wilson, you might as well do it because Howie was first round picks. You might as well just flush him down the toilet otherwise. So at least you get a product you know can succeed. But I don't even know, like, it's not like this is going to happen. Like, it's not going to happen. And it's, to be fair, like, next season is just going to be a dumpster fire of a season anyway. So I don't know. Like, maybe we should all just start taking up cricket or some other kind of obscure sport because next year is going to be nothing but garbage.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll let you know how the games go, Mike.
Oh no, I'm going to watch and I'm going to laugh, but it'll be funny.
Yeah, I don't know how much fun we're going to have with it.
I just want you to just know, like, next year, like, you're going to have Jalen Reagor blowing pass catches. They're just going to sail past him because he's not going to come in shape because he has no work ethic. Travis Fulgham's going to come back, and he's not going to be that guy everybody thought he was going to be. Like, there's no talent anywhere on offense or defense. So, really, it's just going to be a bunch of, like, losers out there just playing loser football.
There you go.
Well, I'm not going to go there. I will say this. Travis Fulgham, pipe down. You tweeting out, ain't no worries about our offense at all. Bro, you had a month. You had a good month. And we didn't hear from you. And I know Alshon played, and this isn't me second guessing. I said this in the moment. Jack, you can back me up. He dropped balls that hit him right in the hands.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hit him right in the hands.
I like the people counting on Fulgham for next year, I think, is crazy. We have no idea what
he literally could be nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So Fulgham, I like you, but pipe down. You better hope you're on this team next year. You don't even have a guaranteed spot on this roster next year.
Yeah. No, you're right.
You know, tweeting out you're not worried about our offense, dude.
Why don't you make sure you're on the offense?
Make sure you're on the team next year before you start tweeting out you're not worried.
That was Matt and Mike's first call for next year's Call of the Year. Not a strong start. You know, I don't think people want to be, you know, really sad every time after he gets off the line.
Yeah, he doesn't uplift everybody.
No, like, and I think
we can't do that every week for
no,
the
I know,
next year.
And I think the odds might have been too kind to Matt and Mike. Like +650 is a little.
He's got no chance.
He's got no. No shot. No one out there is like, oh, great. Mad Mike's on the line. Can't wait to listen to it. You know.
Well, here's where
I love Mike, but I'm just talking.
He's a realist.
Yeah, sure. He's a realist.
He's good in season when the Eagles are struggling because everybody's mad, right? Great.
Yeah, he's not good for the offseason when you're looking for
hope
and optimism.
Draft picks and
a pandemic going on, you know.
Yeah, he's like, oh, they're going to blow these picks anyway.
It was like 50 on Wednesday, beautiful day. Eagles are going to blow every pick. Howie stinks.
There you go.
Yep.
And if you're just tuning in, we wrapped up the Levi's today with, what did we give away today? The best game. Best game, which was the Eagles Super Bowl victory. We also announced that we're going to be giving out a Levi every year for the best caller to 94 WIP. Mm-hmm. So, of course, chaos has ensued since then. Like, and every caller that feels like they should be on the board has called in or complained via social media or the text line. Justin in Tennessee wasn't originally listed on the odds to win, but he is on the line right now, and he should be a heavy favorite. Justin, how are you?
What's happening, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, fella?
What's up, Justin?
Oh, man, me and the wife are headed to town, going to get us a bite of supper, go out to eat, you know. He went over to a friend's house, so
I need to see the package.
How far away is town when you say heading into town? How far away is that for you?
About 20, 25 minutes, roughly.
So you live in a remote area, small town, then you got to go into the bigger town, which is 20, 25 minutes. What's the name of the bigger town? What's town?
Morristown.
Morristown,
Tennessee. Yep.
Seems like everybody has a Morristown.
And if we really want to get out, we go to Knoxville. That's about, you know, 45, 50 minutes away.
All right.
There's a lot of good vittles in Knoxville, though. I'm telling you.
Not vittles.
Good vittles, buddy. I'm telling you. They good.
So what do you do in Morristown with your old lady? You guys go to dinner, a little dancing?
Yeah, we're just going to go get a bite to eat, maybe come home, watch a movie or something, just hang out, you know. Attaboy, let the Bronco buck.
Hang in the chandelier, maybe. That's what I'm talking about, Justin.
I don't know about that. I'm getting old, boys. I'm 43 now.
You're 43?
Yeah, I'm 43.
All right, that's not that. I mean, listen, you're getting up there, Justin. All right.
As far as trading 3 firsts and Hurts for Russell Wilson, no, I couldn't do it because, I mean, what does he have here that would make him that much better? I mean, he has much better receivers in Seattle with DK Metcalf and Lockett, mm-hmm. and they're much better drafters than what Howie's proved he could be. And, you know, a couple of guys on the offensive line could help them out, and if they could get somebody like a Zach Ertz from the Eagles, that would really help him out. I don't see what he could do, though. I really don't with the way this team is depleted right now. Now, granted, I think if Lane is healthy and Brandon Brooks is healthy and Kelsey comes back, I think the offensive line will be pretty solid next year, mm-hmm. and I think Mailata is going to be the left tackle. I don't see Dillard overtaking him, but we've not really seen anything out of Dillard either. And I come with you. Fulgham needs to pipe it down a little bit. You know, he ain't the end all be all.
Yeah.
One good month. That's it. As far as Call of the Year, boys, I have no idea who it could be. I love them all. I tweeted back at you. It's like one big happy family. I can't pick kids, you know. I love T in Collegeville. I love Angry Al. I love Mad Mike. I love Black Greedy. Black Greedy's hilarious. Yeah, I love them all. So, hey, I'm just going to follow in line. Whoever y'all pick is going to be good with me. I'm going to get off here and let you boys go. And y'all have a good weekend.
Enjoy your supper. All right, man.
All right, Justin.
Enjoy your supper.
Yeah. Vittles. Hadn't heard Vittles since Beverly Hills.
Hillbillies?
Hillbillies.
Now, what is it?
I'm food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just food.
Vittle.
It's just another name for food, I guess.
But it doesn't even make any sense. Like, I mean, food is food, supper, you know. Vittles?
It's one of those, it's a country thing, man.
Yeah, like, I understand country things, but at least make it make sense.
Well,
like,
cat food was tender vittles, if you remember.
Vittles?
I don't know. I just remember, like, that's probably the last time I heard vittles was tender vittles. It's a cat food.
Can I explain something to people real quick?
Sure.
About the effect that a guy like Russell Wilson has on a team. First of all, he's going to make every one of these young wide receivers better. That's first of all. He's going to make every last one of these young wide receivers better. You know why? Because Russell Wilson, there isn't one thing he doesn't know about offense. And he throws some of the prettiest, most catchable balls. Yeah, right now we got a guy who's completing 52% of his passes. And once the first read isn't open, he's looking to take off. That's what you got right now. So I don't know how you feel like that's going to help the development of these young wide receivers. And when you have a quarterback like Russell Wilson, these young wide receivers are going to benefit from that. From his knowledge, from his experience. Are you kidding me? And then I throw in the salary cap space. Who does he have here? When Russell Wilson is here, who isn't going to want to be here? Are you kidding me? A team that got money to spend? You mean to tell me with Russell Wilson as your quarterback, you're not going to be able to attract free agents to come play here? Whether it's an offensive guy, whether it's a pass rusher, whether it's a lot, whatever it is, when Russell Wilson is your quarterback and you're in Philadelphia, you want to know why people are not running to Seattle. You just answered your own question. It's Seattle. Who the hell wants to run all the way out to the Pacific Northwest? No one. So if I got an opportunity to be on the East Coast or in a bigger city somewhere else, nobody's going to Seattle. That's why the hell Russell Wilson wants out of Seattle. It's like LeBron being in Cleveland. Who the hell wants to go to Cleveland? I don't care how great LeBron is. I ain't living in Cleveland.
Yeah.
So if you're not traded there, LeBron couldn't get top free agents to come to Cleveland. That's why he left. Yeah, no top free agent wants to go to Seattle. You put him in Philadelphia, that's different.
Got It Door and Windows extended their big winter sale. One more month, receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. So got to get in now. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Let's go to and by the way, I wanted to read the tweet we were talking about with Travis Fulgham. So he tweets out, "I'm not worried about our offense in caps at all." And then Jalen Reagor retweets it and says, "Same thing in caps at all.
Everything's fine."
Yeah.
Man, no, they said it. I'm not
young
worried.
Young people.
Reagor spends entirely too much time.
Young people.
Doing... Rager's too online.
Yes.
Well, I mean, listen, he's a first-round pick, so at least I can understand him.
His confidence.
Fulgham, like, listen, bro, make the team first. You're not an established player. We've gone through the not Jamal Adams. What was his name? Adams family running back.
Oh, Josh Adams.
Josh Adams. Like, we've gone through guys that have flashed for a few games.
Sure.
Like, you're not an established receiver. You're not a starting caliber receiver in this league yet.
Like, right now, he's Don Brown, right? In the 1 month.
Yes, basically,
yeah,
yes.
But at least Don Brown.
And Don Brown had some damn.
He was a bona fide. Yeah. He was a bona fide prospect. Travis Fulgham was on practice squad.
Undrafted, right? Yeah. Like, come on.
He's a fifth round pick. But
oh, was he a fifth round pick?
Right, okay. But then he got, like, on waivers four or five times.
Yeah, and listen, I don't mind. You being confident, but dude, tweeting stuff out and all that, you're not an established player. Like, make this team first.
Yep.
Make this team first. You're not worried about our offense? What part do you play in this offense? We didn't even see you for the final month of the season.
No, and like you said, there were plays to be made that he didn't make.
Yeah.
Though he was making earlier, right? He had a stretch there where he looked really good, but there were plays to be made, balls hitting him in the hand, etc., that he didn't make. He disappeared.
Also, I don't even think the coaches even know what the offense is yet. Like, Sirianni was talking yesterday about just installing it now. Like, how do you even know what the offense is? You know, I don't know.
You think he knows what the offense is?
I don't know. I just, you know, just make the team.
Exactly. All right, back to the phones. Yeah. Let's go to Nick in North Philly. What do you got, Nick? How are you?
Yo, man. What's up, man? How you doing today?
What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
So, I called to talk about the Sixers, but you guys keep talking about this Russell Wilson and the Eagles. It's not going to happen. We got to stop talking about it.
What else are we going to talk about?
He said the four teams that he was going to go to. He's not going to wait that trade clause to come to the Eagles. There's no appeal here. Why would you want to come play here?
It's,
what do we have?
Well, I got to be honest with you. He doesn't want to come here because of the city.
No. And it's
what's in Chicago?
Nothing's in Chicago, but I mean.
But that's on his list, Nick. That team is on his list.
He's got a good defense, though. He's got an established defense over there. So you bring Russell Wilson in, you give them some nice receivers, they're looking good. They got David Montgomery, they got Tariq Cohen. Allen Robinson might come back if they get Russell Wilson. So they have a better team than I'll have here. Who are you going to put him with? Fulgham, who thinks Ramsey can't guard him? Gilmore can't guard him? You could put Darrell Revis on Fulgham, and apparently he's going to give you 100 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's how he's talking.
Mm. Well, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Am I wrong?
I'm not saying you're wrong. We just don't. We disagree, so it's okay.
Yeah. What about Ben Simmons, Nick?
Ben, listen, and I'm tired of everyone trashing Ben Simmons. I'm keeping receipts. Everyone in the city, no one thought he should have been an All-Star this year.
He should not have been an All-Star.
You don't think he should have been an All-Star?
No.
7 foot guard can guard anyone in this league. Gave you 42 the one night, but he shouldn't be an All-Star.
For scoring 42 points one night?
But it's what he does all around. He don't need to shoot. Everyone keeps saying, oh, Ben Simmons ain't going to be good until he can shoot. He don't need to shoot. Everyone keeps forgetting about the 08 Celtics when Doc Rivers was there, right? What did Rondo do? Rondo didn't shoot. And what they do, they beat the Lakers. They beat Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
He don't
mm-hmm.
need to shoot. If you get shooters around him and you have him be playing how he's playing, he don't need to shoot.
But see, here's where I would counter with that, Nick. And you say you're taking receipts. I'm going to take your receipt right now. Mm-hmm. Let's see what he does in the playoffs this year, because I don't think you can argue that he was detrimental to the team in the playoffs the last 2 years when they lost. It's 4-5 on offense, and you can say that doesn't matter. It does matter. We know that he does stuff that's good, but he hurts the team offensively because they don't have enough scorers, and you need his scoring. You do. Why are you so resistant to him shooting? Why can't he just shoot?
I'm keeping receipts because when he does shoot, he's the best player in the league. I don't want to hear it. He's better than Giannis. He's better than LeBron. Once he unlocks that game, it's over. How many people get
what's
to
he waiting for?
There's Giannis.
What's he waiting for to unlock that part of his game?
But he doesn't need to. This team isn't relying on.
So he could be the best player in the game if he unlocked. Hold on. So if he unlocked that in his game, he'd be the best player, but he doesn't need to.
Not right now. Not with this team. Not with the team that we have right now. With Joel playing how he's playing, best big man in the league. Anyone can argue with me with that. Everyone who wants to say Jokic can't take over a game like Embiid. And everyone knows it.
No, listen.
Embiid's about to win MVP. Sixers are about to win the championship this year. I'm not worried about the Nets.
All right. I feel
Kyrie,
good about the Sixers,
about
too.
Kyrie, when's the last time Kyrie played a playoff game? Can you tell me? You know what it was? When he hit that shot in game 7. How many teams has he been on since then? He hasn't played a playoff game. I'm not worried about him. I'm not worried about James Harden, who chokes every year in the championship.
The playoffs,
I'm not worried about James Harden.
Okay.
Worried about Durant?
Listen, Nick. I love the passion, brother, and it's a reason why I didn't come back at you, because I don't really want to rip Ben. And I'm with you. I think they can get to the finals, but talking about Ben Simmons and LeBron James, stop it. Like I see you got your love for Ben Simmons going. You're feeling good right now. I should feel good. But here's the thing, though. I love the Ben Simmons fandom stick my chest out time. Right? Like, it happens once a year, right before the All-Star game.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mean Ben Simmons sticking his chest out. I mean Ben Simmons apologists sticking their chest out.
Oh, yeah, they're out there.
It's because when he's aggressive Ben, right before the All-Star game. Now, I like Ben for what he brings to the table, but stop it with the LeBron stuff and the best player in the NBA. See, this is where you go crazy. You're going over the top with it.
Right.
You're going over the top with it, and stop telling us he doesn't need to learn how to shoot. He does need to learn how to shoot.
Yeah.
Or be willing to shoot.
Yeah. Like, I think he's made strides, and he's been going to the foul line.
Baby steps!
Yeah, he's been going to the foul line. He's improved his free throw shooting. He's more aggressive in going to the rim. But again, I mean, consistency. He didn't do it enough. 215-592-9494. 9 years ago today, Ike, we had the greatest sports celebration of all time. What is it? You'll find out coming up next. Marks and Reese, this broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. All Chickies and Pete's locations are open for indoor dining, Pennsylvania, Jersey, and, of course, all Philly locations.
Baseball is back,
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.